From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Rachel Pierce with your WBOC News Update. There's no word on the condition of those involved in a violent crash in Salisbury Tuesday afternoon. Officials say a motorcycle crashed so hard into the side of a car, it flipped the car on its side. The Salisbury Fire Department says one person was taken to the hospital by ambulance and another was transported by a Maryland State Police helicopter. Delaware's Department of Justice is suing 13 chemical companies in the state. Attorney General Kathy Jennings says the companies are responsible for knowingly contaminating Delaware's natural resources with, quote, forever chemicals. Wind turbines off Delmarva's coast are still a few years out. The Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management is currently taking comments on its environmental impact statement until November 20th, but no decisions will be made until 2024. A dredging project is currently underway on the Wicomico River. Officials say it's needed for commercial and recreational boats to avoid running aground. Dredging is expected to be done in the Wicomico River by the second week of December. The city of Rehoboth Beach is about to get a little more spooky. The 2023 Sea Witch Festival kicks off in just a few hours. The three-day Rehoboth Beach Festival features a costume parade, plenty of vendors, and lots of live performances. For news anytime, you can find it right now on WBOC.com. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Rachel Pierce.